You've got to live life based on vision, and vision always sees in the darkest places of life.
Welcome Gail McWilliams as she helps us see beyond.
Have you ever considered the yield of your life? My husband and I, when we were first married, were given a plot of land to do a garden. Well, we'd never gardened before, but it sounded pretty interesting to live off the land. And this field was very fertile. Well, our neighbor suggested that we go to town and pick out the seeds while he tilled up the garden. Little did we know when we came back, it would be a part of a football field. It was huge. But we began to quickly put our seed in the ground, looking forward to the growth of this garden. Well, we had mounds of cucumbers, and we had tomatoes and corn and green beans, broccoli, lettuce. We had everything you could think of. No one ever told us how much work it would take to work this garden. I thought that everything that came up that was green, we would just get to eat it. No, some of that was weeds. And we worked harder that summer than we had ever worked before. But one of the things that we planted were green beans, which we love. But we planted 12 40-foot rows of green beans. You guessed it, what a lot of work. And when it was all finished, we canned 200 quarts of green beans off the first picking. We had to get a freezer. We had to build a new pantry shelf. We had to do so many things because we had underestimated the yield of that garden. It's the same way with our lives. We underestimate the yield of our own lives. The seeds that have been planted within you, they will reap harvest, and they will feed and nurture multitudes. But you've got to be ready for the yield. Whatever you're doing today as you plant your seeds, don't forget, when you choose to look past the horizon, the sky's the limit. I'll see you soon.
Looking for more from Gail? Go to GailMcWilliams.com.